The Catholic Church is under increasing pressure to support thousands of people around the world who claim to be the children of priests. They're calling for the Vatican to recognise their rights after their mothers were pressured to keep quiet. Irish national Vincent Doyle, whose father was a priest, is bringing these people together for the first time.
No person, man or woman, should be forced from their job for becoming a parent. How is that Christological? How is that practical? And yet people buy into this argument of, congratulations, you're a father, you're fired. This is what's driving the secrecy. These men, our fathers, my father, all these men are terrified.
That's Vincent Doyle there. He's speaking to foreign correspondent for tonight's episode. It's called Secrets and Lies. And Lisa Miller is the reporter. I spoke with her earlier.
Good morning, Hamish.
This is quite a remarkable tale. Do we have any idea of how many people there are who claim to be the children of Catholic priests?
Well, we have something of an idea, but we certainly can't put strict numbers on it. Vincent Doyle, who started this process and created a website that then attracted attention from around the world, says he is quite confident that he knows at least 10,000 children of priests. We've put it to the Catholic Church how many are out there. They don't know how many are out there. The trouble is, so many children may have been adopted out, or they might not ever have known what their true parentage was. So with this story on Foreign Correspondent, we are going to the children who have discovered, many of them much later in life. Vincent, for example, he was 28 when he discovered that the man who had been his godfather and had passed away when he was 12, but a beloved man in his life, the local Catholic priest, was indeed actually his father.
So how did these people come to discover that their fathers were priests?
Well, for Vincent, his mother eventually told the secret to him, something she had kept for so long. One of the things with this story is that we are focusing on the children. We're not making it about the priests. We're not making it about the mothers. We're not making it about celibacy. We are trying to give a bit of insight into this group of people around the world, whether it's Africa or South America or the United States. We travel to the UK where we meet a woman called Sarah who badgered her mother to understand who her real father was. And when she got into her teen years, learned that he was a Catholic priest and was desperate to meet him because she was so convinced that when he met her that he would say, oh, my child, I've missed you. Where have you been? And unfortunately, that was not the case. With Vincent, he had a beautiful relationship with the man that he discovered with his father. But unfortunately, for so many of these children, they feel that they have been ignored and rejected by the men who are their fathers. Vincent's argument is it's because the church puts so much pressure on them that if they reveal the secret, then they'll immediately lose their jobs.
You follow an Australian woman from Mount Gambier who, I think she found out her father was a priest from doing a DNA test.
That's the other thing that's happened, Hamish, is that technology, social media, DNA testing, I mean, all of that has just taken off in the last decade or so. And Linda in Mount Gambier is such an awesome woman. People are going to just love seeing her story reveal itself in our program. She has never told anyone before that her father is a Catholic priest.
This is quite a way to do it.
This is quite a way to do it. But, you know, here's the thing. This is, they have been told, and it's come through from all of the counselling, that if they start owning the story that they have been, that has been kept from them, if they start owning it and saying, no, actually, I'm going to be the one to tell this story, I'm going to be the one to speak up, then it gives them a strength and a power that they have never felt before. For Linda, she discovered only in the last year or so that her father was the Catholic priest. Her elderly aunties had a hint of it. Her mother had passed away some time ago. She recalls and knows that her mother was forced to go to Sydney to have an adoption, to have her adopted out, but instead basically ran away with her and took her home to Melbourne. And lived with shame and embarrassment for her whole life. And Linda, by telling her story, is trying to get past that stigma that has weighed on the family.
And so does the Catholic Church at any level now acknowledge that this has all occurred?
Yes. At the very top of the church, we go to the Vatican and we speak to them about guidelines that they have put in place as to how to deal with the children of Catholic priests. But they don't release those guidelines publicly. And they say that if you are a child of a Catholic priest, then there is a way that you will be able to get access to them. Vincent himself has seen the guidelines, but the church still treats this as a taboo subject because, of course, it calls into question everything that they have abided by. Celibacy is regarded as a gift from God. And this Pope, certainly, despite a synod that's coming up shortly to talk about trying to grow the church in South America and allowing married priests who have children to join the church, despite all of that, at the heart of their beliefs, celibacy remains very strong. And so it is difficult for the church, because if they reveal, yes, we have guidelines, yes, we know this is happening, we don't know how many children are out there, there could be thousands. One of the things I do want to say, Hamish, though, because we have seen so many stories about the church and so many horrific abuse stories, and we did think to ourselves, you know, these are children, many of them, who have had happy, loving lives. But one of them, Sarah, in the UK, is actually doing a PhD on the children of Catholic priests. And she has uncovered already that the number of attempted suicides, the sense of shame and stigma and embarrassment and self-hatred is almost as great as for the children who have suffered sexual abuse at the hands of the church. And that has been a shocking statistic for them all to deal with, that in fact, they thought that they were alone. They thought that no one else could possibly be the child of a Catholic priest. And then they discover, through Vincent Doyle and through the website that he created called Coping International, then in fact, they weren't alone. And so this has been the great lifting of a burden for them all, but they realise they've got a lot of work to do, and getting the Catholic Church to acknowledge them in a far more public way is part of it.
Lisa Miller, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Secrets and Lies airs tonight on Foreign Correspondent. And of course, if that story raises any concerns or issues for you, or for anyone you know, the number for Lifeline is 13 11 14.